Rami, first rite of 10th Dhul-Hijjah. On returning to Mina from Muzdalifah, come straight towards Jamaratul Aqaba, the big shaitan. Today is 10th Dhul-Hijjah. Only the big shaitan is to be pelted with stones. First find out the direction of the Kaaba. Stand at least 5 hand length, that is 2.5 yards or more away from the Jamarat, facing it such that Mina is in your right hand side and the Kaaba Sharif on your left hand. Keep 7 or more than 7 stones in your left hand, then holding one stone between your right hand index finger and thumb. Raise your right arm as high as possible, revealing the armpit and throw the stone at the Jamarat whilst reciting Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. In this way, throw 7 stones one by one such that they reach the Jamarat or fall within the distance of 3 hand length from it. Stop reciting Talbiyah as soon as you throw the first stone, as it is no longer a sunnah to do so. After throwing 7 stones in such a way that meets the above condition, do not stay over there any longer. Neither go straight, nor turn right, nor left. Rather turn around and return to your camp immediately, making zikr and dua. Dear Hajis, be aware that there is a huge crowd at the Jamarat, especially on the morning of the 10th Dhul-Hijjah. At times, people are trampled to death due to crowd. Therefore, some precautions are presented. Stones may be thrown from the lower floor as well as from the upper one, and now there are 3 or 4 floors available. However, one will be protected from suffocation at the time of crowd if he throws the stones from the upper floor. Number 2. While throwing stones, if anything falls from hand, do not bend down to retrieve it in such a massive crowd. Number 3, if your slipper slips from your foot, do not bend down to put it right in the massive crowd. Number 4, do not carry your stick or umbrella into such a crowd. Also protect your eyes, etc., from other people's umbrellas. Number 5, in case of performing Rami in the form of a group, fix a meeting point up in advance to avoid getting lost. If anyone gets lost, it can cause untold problems. I have seen, Amir al-Sunnah said that, I have seen some old male and female Hajis who had got lost and did not even know the name of their muallim. Such people are seen facing a lot of troubles. Now, there's some rulings about Rami. It is not permissible to throw less than 7 stones. If someone throws only 3 stones or no stones at all, dam will become wajib. If he throws 4 stones, he will have to give 1 sadaqah for every missed stone. Number 2, if all the stones are thrown at once, it will be considered a single stone. Number 3, some people throw sandals, shoes, tin boxes, etc. This is not sunnah, and Rami will not be valid in this case. Number 4, it is more appropriate that the stones for Rami be taken from Muzdalifah. However, this is not essential. Stones from any part of the world may be used, Rami will be valid. Number 5, performing Rami on 10th Dhul-Hijjah from sunrise to the time when the sun begins to decline, that is up to Shari'i midday, is sunnah. Performing it from the time of sun declining to sunset is permissible. While performing it from sunset to Subah Sadiq, it means in night, is makruh. However, if there is some valid reason, it will not be makruh. For example, a shepherd may perform Rami at night. Rami by Islamic sisters. It is seen that Islamic brothers perform Rami on behalf of women without any valid reason. In this way, Islamic sisters remain deprived of this important act. Further, since Rami is wajib, dam also becomes wajib for them due to missing a wajib. Therefore, Islamic sisters should perform Rami with their own hands. Rami by the ill. Some hajis are seen roaming around everywhere freely. But when it comes to performing Rami, they use some minor's ailment as an excuse to nominate someone else to perform it on their behalf. If a person, whether male or female, is so ill that he or she cannot get to the Jamarat, even by convince, he or she is allowed to depute someone else to perform Rami on his behalf. If the deputed person has not yet performed his own Rami, he should first his own Rami and then perform the Rami of the ill person who has deputed him.